Elsewhere, an Israeli court has ruled in favor of the eviction of a Palestinian family from the home that they lived in for more than 50 years.
We will not leave of our own will. Maybe if they force us, carry us and throw us into the streets, we'd have no choice but leave. But it's impossible for us to simply lock the door to our house and hand in the keys to them. We've lived here for 53 years. Where were these settlers all these years? Had they forgotten their own inheritance? Where were these heirs all this time? And what is it that they're claiming?
Well, the family has been told to leave peacefully or pay the cost of the eviction. The ruling has set to Wednesday as a deadline for vacating the house in the predominantly Palestinian neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned the planned eviction. Israeli anti-occupation group Peace Now says the decision is part of a wider Israeli plan to expand settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
They use the law that is allowing the Jews the right of return to their properties from before 48, a right that does not exist for Palestinians, and based on ownership before 48, they reclaim ownership and then kick out the families who live here in a long-term lease and take over the properties.
Well, according to Peace Now, a U.S. registered company has obtained the rights of ownership to the property. The anti-occupation NGO added that such an approach is aimed at hiding who is actually behind the push to evict the Palestinians. Israel occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, during the Six-Day War in 1967. Around 200,000 Israelis currently reside there in the settlements that are considered illegal under international law. Tel Aviv has reportedly tripled the settlement construction on the occupied Palestinian territories in recent months. From the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, Mr. Mick Napier joins us now from Edinburgh. Mr. Napier, welcome to the program. The continued policy of land grab and home demolitions carried out by the Israeli regime, coupled with what measures that they're implementing with regards to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, all point in the direction of the Israeli policy of total Judaization of East Al-Quds, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's not exactly, but it's not a secret to the intelligence services of all our governments around the world who know very well what's going on. Now, Netanyahu steps up and says Jews should be able to live anywhere. Well, we can discuss that. But we're not talking about Jews, we're talking about settlers who wish to remove the Palestinians. And I did a guided tour of Jerusalem. And people have shown me the home in which an Israeli Supreme Court judge was living, a Palestinian home that had been stolen, confiscated in 48. While this judge was living in this house, this Palestinian house, he helped to pass a law saying that property, once it became Jewish property in Israel, could never be sold or even given away to Palestinians, not even the original owners. And I know a woman from Edinburgh, a Palestinian woman, who managed to go back to her family's home in Haifa, and she really was able to speak to the Jewish woman who was living in the house. I talked, and the Jewish woman told her, the Israeli government had told her that this home had been confiscated from criminals, from some kind of mafia. The Palestinian pointed out this was her home. This was where her piano had been. This was where she had been born and grew up. But it was impossible for her to regain ownership of her own home because Israel passes laws that says Palestinians don't have the same rights as Jews living in North Korea. And, you know, there are homes in Palestine.
All right. Unfortunately, we're experiencing some technical difficulties with that connection. That was Mr. Mick Napier joining us from Edinburgh. We're